This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Tamiflu, active ingredient, Tamiflu. This leaflet provides important information about taking Tamiflu. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking Tamiflu. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Tamiflu? Tamiflu contains the active ingredient Tamiflu. Tamiflu is a benzodiazepine which is thought to work by acting on the brain chemicals. Tamiflu is used to treat sleeping problems, also called insomnia. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Tamiflu has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed Tamiflu for another reason. What should I know before I take Tamiflu? In general, benzodiazepines such as Tamiflu should be taken for short periods only, for example 2 to 4 weeks. Continuous long-term use is not recommended, unless advised by your doctor. The use of benzodiazepines may lead to dependence on the medicine. Warnings. Do not take Tamiflu if you are allergic to Tamiflu, or any other benzodiazepine medicines, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include skin rash, itching, or hives, swelling of the face, lips, or tongue which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing, wheezing, or shortness of breath. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can take this medicine. You have severe and chronic lung disease or breathing difficulties. You have sleep apnea, a condition where you have breathing problems when you sleep. You suffer from depression with or without anxiety problems. Tamiflu can increase the thoughts of death or suicide. The packaging shows signs of tampering, or the tablets do not look quite right. The expiry date, EXP, printed on the pack has passed. Check with your doctor if you have any medical conditions, especially the following: liver, kidney, or lung problems, epilepsy, fits, or convulsions, severe muscle weakness known as myasthenia gravis, low blood pressure as it may lead to heart or brain complications, any blood disorder, glaucoma, increased pressure in the eye, depression, psychosis, or schizophrenia, drug or alcohol dependence, or a past history of these problems. Your doctor may want to take special care if you have any of these conditions. Take any medicines for any other condition. Are allergic to any other medicines, foods, dyes, or preservatives? Plan to have surgery. Tamiflu is not recommended for use in children under 16 years of age, as its safety and effectiveness have not been established in this age group. Suddenly stopping Tamiflu in patients with epilepsy can cause a temporary increase in the number and severity of seizures. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Tamiflu should not be taken during pregnancy. It should be avoided during the first trimester of pregnancy as it may increase the risk of defects present at birth. It may cause unwanted effects in the newborn baby if taken during the late phase of pregnancy or during childbirth, such as low muscle strength, shallow breathing, and feeding problems. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of taking Tamiflu during pregnancy. Talk to your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Tamiflu may pass into breast milk and cause drowsiness and feeding difficulties in the baby. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of taking Tamiflu when breastfeeding. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Tamiflu and affect how it works. These include other sleeping tablets, sedatives, or tranquilizers, medicines for depression, schizophrenia, and other mental illnesses, medicines to treat epilepsy and fits, medicines for allergies, for example antihistamines or cold tablets, medicines used to treat Parkinson's disease, theophylline, a medicine used to treat asthma, muscle relaxants, some pain relievers such as opioid medicines, medicines taken to relieve stomach cramps and to prevent motion sickness, Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect the mace. How do I take the mace? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor and pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. How much to take? The dose of the mace varies from patient to patient. Your doctor will tell you how many tablets you need to take each day. This depends on your condition and whether or not you are taking any other medicines. The usual starting dose is 1 10 mg tablet each night. Elderly people over 65 years of age may need smaller doses. When to take the mace? Take the mace tablets 1 hour before going to bed. Your doctor will tell you when to take the mace. This depends on your condition and whether or not you are taking any other medicines. How long to take the mace for? Keep taking the mace for as long as your doctor recommends. The mace is usually used for short periods only, such as 2 to 4 weeks. Continuous long-term use is not recommended, unless advised by your doctor. The use of benzodiazepines may lead to dependence on this medicine. How to take the mace? Swallow the mace with a glass of water. The mace can be taken with or without food. If you forget to take the mace should be taken regularly at the same time each day. If you forget to take the mace before you go to bed, and you wake up late in the night or early in the morning, do not take the mace as you may have trouble waking in the morning. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you are unsure about whether to take your next dose, speak to your doctor or pharmacist. If you take too much the mace, if you think that you or anyone else has taken too much the mace, urgent medical attention may be needed. If you take too much the mace, you may feel drowsy, confused, tired, dizzy, have difficulty breathing, feel weak, have low blood pressure, lack mobility and coordination, be unconscious, or really it may be fatal. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia telephone 131126. For advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while taking the mace? Things you should do. Take the mace exactly as your doctor has prescribed. If you have any blood tests, tell your doctor that you are taking the mace. It may affect the result of some tests. Visit your doctor regularly, so they can check on your progress. Your doctor will check your condition to see whether you should continue to take the mace. Tell your doctor if you feel this medicine is not helping your condition. Keep enough to mace to last weekends and holidays. Before starting any new medicine, tell your doctor or pharmacist that you are taking the mace. If you plan to have surgery that needs a general anesthetic, including dental surgery, tell your doctor or dentist that you are taking the mace. Be careful if you are elderly, unwell, or taking other medicines. Some people may experience side effects such as drowsiness, confusion, dizziness, and unsteadiness, which may increase your risk of a fall. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are taking the mace. Call your doctor straight away if you feel this medicine is not helping your condition. Become pregnant while you are taking the mace. All thoughts of suicide must be taken seriously. Tell your doctor or a mental health professional immediately if you have any suicidal thoughts or other mental or mood changes. Things you should not do. Do not take the mace for a longer time than your doctor has prescribed. The mace should be taken for short periods only, for example 2 to 4 weeks, unless advised otherwise by your doctor. Do not use this medicine to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give it to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop taking your medicine or change the dose without first checking with your doctor. Stopping the mace suddenly may cause some unwanted withdrawal effects. It is more common in patients that have received high doses over long periods of time. Withdrawal symptoms include insomnia, anxiety, unusual mood, panic attacks, dizziness, light sensitivity, confusion, seeing or hearing things that are not real, hallucinations, vomiting, sweating, fits, convulsions, a feeling of loss of identity / feeling detached from yourself, depersonalization, or derealization and loss of short-term memory. Your doctor may want you to gradually reduce the amount you are taking before stopping completely. This may help reduce the possibility of unwanted side effects. If you suffer from epilepsy, do not suddenly stop taking Tamiflu. Stopping this medicine may make your epilepsy worse. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Tamiflu affects you. Tamiflu may cause drowsiness or dizziness in some people. Even though you may take Tamiflu at night, you may still be drowsy or dizzy the next day. Make sure you know how you react to Tamiflu before you drive the car, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous if you are drowsy, dizzy, or not alert. This is very important if you are taking other drugs that also make you drowsy. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Combining Tamiflu and alcohol can make you more sleepy, dizzy, or lightheaded, or increase the risk of sleepwalking and some other related sleep behaviors, which may include sleep driving, making phone calls, or preparing and eating food while asleep. This risk is also increased if you take more than the recommended dose. Your doctor may suggest that you avoid alcohol or reduce the amount of alcohol you drink while you are taking Tamiflu. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the bottle or blister pack until it is time to take them, otherwise they may not keep well. Store below 30 degrees Celsius, bottle pack. Store below 25 degrees Celsius, blister pack. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If your doctor tells you to stop taking Tamiflu or the tablets have passed their expiry date, ask your pharmacist what to do with any tablets left over. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are taking Tamiflu, even if you do not think that it is connected with the medicine. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. If you are over 65 years of age, you may have an increased chance of getting side effects. All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Dizziness, daytime drowsiness, feeling tired, lightheadedness, or feeling faint, headache, nausea, vomiting, upset stomach, dry mouth, depression, irritability, vivid dreams, unpleasant dreams, slurred speech, blurred vision, leg cramps, weakness, tingling or numbness of the hands or feet, tremor, change in libido or sex drive, clumsiness, lack of coordination. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Confusion, loss of memory, disorientation. Behavioral or mood changes such as sudden outbursts of anger and increased excitement. Signs of frequent infections such as fever, chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers. Yellowing of the eyes and skin, jaundice. Dark colored urine. Fast, irregular, or pounding heartbeats. Unusual bleeding or bruising. What to do? Call your doctor straight away if you notice any of these serious side effects. Very serious side effects. Very serious side effects. Fainting, hallucinations, any type of skin rashes, itching, or hives, swelling of the face, lips, or tongue which may cause difficulty in swallowing, or breathing, wheezing, or shortness of breath. What to do? Tell your doctor immediately, or go straight to the emergency department at your hospital, if you notice any of these very serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Some of these side effects can only be found when your doctor does tests from time to time to check your progress. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Tamiflu contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Tamiflu 10 mg. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Lactose monohydrate. Microcrystalline cellulose. Maize starch. Magnesium stearate. Sunset Yellow FCF Aluminium Lake. Blister pack tablets only. Potential allergens. Sugars as lactose and traces of sulfites. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Tamiflu looks like. Tamiflu 10 mg. Bottle pack. 5.5 mm flat bevel edged white to off-white tablet. Debossed TE over 10 on one side. Alpha symbol on the reverse. Ostow 6386 3. Each bottle pack contains 25 tablets. Tamiflu 10 mg, blister pack. 5.5 mm flat bevel edged light orange tablet, debossed TE over 10 on one side, alpha symbol on the other. Ostar 408408. Each blister pack contains 25 tablets. Who distributes Tamiflu? Alpha Farm Pty Limited trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30 to 34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in October 2024. Tamiflu is a Viatris company trademark. Tamiflu_CMI/OCT24/00.